How to start magic in 2026. Arena, Academy, a starter kit, and your first real table. Hi, this is Yumi. Let us make your next game night a very good one. Using PuzzleWix affiliate links is one way to support this guide at no extra cost to you. Start free in MTG Arena, then choose one paper bridge. Magic Academy is best when a local store offers a welcoming session. The Foundation's Beginner Box is the strongest guided home lesson. A two-deck starter kit works when a friend and a theme are already waiting. Play 6 paper games before buying random boosters. Then attend a beginner-friendly event with one playable deck, opaque sleeves, and a clear request for help. Magic has a teaching problem disguised as abundance. Every doorway looks official. Every box promises a beginning. And the digital client can carry you through a turn without explaining which decisions it quietly made on your behalf. This guide gives each doorway one job. It is for the person who wants to join the table without memorizing 30 years of cardboard archaeology. It also gives experienced players a better way to teach. Fewer lectures, clearer checkpoints, and no booster-shaped homework. Choose the door that solves your next hour. Arena, Academy, the Beginner Box, and a starter kit are not rivals. Arena removes cost and teaches interface-driven turns. Academy supplies another person and a local store. The Beginner Box choreographs a paper lesson. A starter kit gives 2 fixed decks when a friend and a theme are already present. The wrong question is, which product contains the most cards? The useful question is, what will happen in the first hour after I open it? If the answer is sorting, browsing, or wondering whether you own a deck you bought a later step, experienced teachers can use the same test. Give the learner one decision at a time. Narrate only the rule that matters now, and let the board create the next question. Magic becomes intimidating when its entire history is poured into a first turn. A doorway is successful when it produces the next game. Arena is excellent at repetition and rules enforcement, but it cannot teach how a local group handles takebacks, shortcuts, or a new player who needs 20 seconds to read. Academy and a patient store event add those human conventions. A boxed lesson adds a stable card pool and the useful freedom to stop mid-turn. Choose the friction you need removed, then put an actual date on the next session. Yumi says, pick the doorway that creates play tonight. The rest of Magic can wait outside politely. What Arena teaches well, and what it quietly does for you, Arena is excellent at legal actions. It highlights playable cards, enforces timing, counts mana, and resolves triggers. That immediate feedback makes it a forgiving place to meet lands, creatures, instants, sorceries, and combat. It also cleans up the conversation. In paper, players announce targets, confirm life totals, separate the graveyard from exile, and decide how much shortcut language the table understands. Arena can pass priority because of a setting, stack triggers automatically, and make a combat step feel inevitable. The software is correct more often than the learner understands why. Practice with intent. Before clicking, say the phase, identify who has priority, and predict what changes if the opponent acts. Turn on fuller control only for a specific drill. Permanent full control mode teaches waiting, not judgment. Use the first 3 sessions as a diagnostic, not an audition. Session 1 should answer whether the basic turn feels enjoyable. Session 2 should add combat timing and 1 or 2 instant speed decisions. Session 3 should expose a deck preference. Attacking early, trading resources, building a board, or assembling a sequence. A beginner does not need to identify a lifelong color identity before launch. Yumi says, Arena is a fine teacher with a terrible habit of doing the dishes before you see the mess. Beginner Box, Starter Kit, or Starter Collection. The Foundation's Beginner Box is designed to teach. Its value is not raw card count. It is the order in which decisions arrive. A two-deck starter kit is a cleaner answer when 2 people already want a particular world, such as Final Fantasy, and prefer fixed decks they can replay. The Foundation's Starter Collection is a different object. Its larger pool is useful after the rules stop consuming all available attention. Handing it to a new player on minute 1 is like presenting a pantry when they asked how to boil water. Game night products can work for a household that wants several ready decks and repeated casual play, Commander pre-constructed decks are strong when the actual destination is a four-player commander group. Product names matter less than matching the box to the table. When another person teaches, ask for one layer at a time. Start with lands, creatures, combat, and sorceries. Add instants when the turn already makes sense. Delay detailed priority exceptions until a real card creates the question. Experts often teach by listing everything that could matter. Beginners learn faster when the table explains what matters now and names what will be postponed. Yumi says, the 350th card is not the one that explains attacking. Sequence beats abundance. The first six paper games are a curriculum. Game 1 is for phases and tapping lands. Game 2 is for combat and reading every card. Game 3 is for holding an instant. Game 4 is for identifying a repeatable engine. Game 5 is for mulligans and land counts. Game 6 is for playing at a natural pace while stating targets and life changes clearly. Keep the same decks. Repetition turns rules into background knowledge, which makes room for strategy. Swapping decks every game feels exciting but can leave the learner perpetually translating nouns. After each game, ask one question. Which card created the most repeated value? That question begins threat assessment without a lecture about the metagame. It also trains the experienced player to explain the game that happened, not display every game they have ever known. A starter kit solves the social problem of two balanced decks in one box. It does not solve every format. Keep the lists unchanged until both players can predict how each deck tries to win. Then swap only a few cards and explain what problem each change addresses. That modest exercise teaches more deck construction than opening boosters and sorting the results by optimism. Yumi says, six familiar games teach more than six fresh decks and a heroic quantity of confusion. Cross from software to cardboard, deliberately set the paper board the way Arena displays it. Lands together, creatures forward, graveyard visible, exile clearly separate. Use counters that cannot be mistaken for other counters. Keep tokens near the cards that create them. Then add a spoken layer. Announce spells, modes, and targets. Ask, resolve, when the opponent may respond. Confirm combat totals before changing life. These are not ceremonial flourishes. They are the interface two humans build together. The bridge works in both directions. When a paper rule feels mysterious, reproduce a small version in Arena or consult the official rules. When Arena resolves something surprising, stop and identify the rule rather than accepting the animation as weather. The beginner box is strongest when the guided material is treated as a sequence rather than packaging. Put the supplied reference where both players can see it. Narrate each phase and reset the lesson if the board becomes noise. Once the scripted experience feels obvious, play the same cards without prompts. The moment the paper table can run without a conductor is the real graduation. Yumi says, the table has no glowing blue outline. Fortunately, it does have words. Your first store night begins before the first match. Contact the store first. Ask which format is being played, whether the event is instructional, what deck legality is expected, and when registration closes. Friday Night Magic describes a family of events, not one universal deck requirement. Arrive early. Tell the organizer and first opponent that this is your first event. Most useful veteran players adjust explanations once they know what you need. If somebody mistakes speed for hospitality, that is information about the table. Not evidence that you failed an exam. Bring a written or digital deck list if required, the tokens your deck creates, and a way to track life. Keep food away from shared cards. Ask before touching an opponent's card and call a judge for rules help without treating the request as an accusation. A first store visit should have a small mission. Learn the event format, watch one round, and introduce yourself to staff. Ask whether a beginner night, casual commander pod, standard event, or draft is actually scheduled. The word magic on a calendar does not make those rooms interchangeable. Bring the product for the event, not the product that looked most heroic on a shelf. Yumi says, you are allowed to be new out loud. It saves everyone a surprising amount of interpretive dance. The smallest useful physical kit, one legal deck, opaque sleeves, a box that fits the sleeved deck, required tokens, and a life counter are enough. A clean playmat helps on rough or sticky tables, but it is optional. A binder is for a collection, not the active deck. Use standard size sleeves for magic. If you double sleeve, test the final thickness before buying a fitted box. Premium storage is pleasant when it solves frequent travel or organization. It is not a toll booth at the entrance to the hobby. Choose illustrated accessories because you enjoy them and branded accessories when the license and fit are real. Avoid generic bundles that multiply objects without clarifying a job. The kit should make setup quieter, not give you another inventory to manage. Your first kit needs fewer objects than hobby marketing suggests. One playable deck, opaque sleeves with spares, a fitted box, visible counters, and a way to track life are enough. A mat helps card pickup and gives the deck a clean surface, but it is optional. Buy storage for the collection you own now. Empty premium cases have excellent manners and very little strategic value. Yumi says, a useful kit has 5 jobs. A shopping cart can have 40 objects and somehow miss 3 of them. Buy after the game identifies the problem after 6 games, choose the next purchase from evidence. If the fixed decks feel shallow, move toward a format product. If building is the joy, use a starter collection or singles. If 4 friends want a social ritual, choose commander pre-constructed decks at a similar starting level. Do not use boosters to search for one named upgrade. Buy the exact single when available. Open boosters because drafting, discovery, or collecting is the activity, with a fixed entertainment budget. The next course begins with engines. Once you can read which permanent creates repeatable mana, cards, bodies, or damage, deck lists become explanations rather than incantations. That is the moment Magic stops feeling like a museum with the labels removed. Review confidence with observable questions. Can you untap, draw, and move through combat without a prompt? Can you state a target before a spell resolves? Can you explain the deck plan in one sentence? Can you lose a game and identify one decision worth replaying? Confidence is not knowing every card. It is knowing how to keep the game honest when a card is unfamiliar. Yumi says, let the table write the shopping list. It has better handwriting than launch week enthusiasm. Final verdict. The most reliable route is Arena Tutorial. One paper teaching product, 6 face-to-face games, then one explicitly beginner-friendly store event. Stop buying while the game is still explaining itself. Your first useful upgrade is usually a repeated evening with the same deck. Frequently asked questions. Should a complete beginner start with MTG Arena? Yes, as a free rules laboratory. Follow it with paper play so you learn communication, shortcuts, and physical board reading. Is the Foundations Beginner Box the same as the Starter Collection? Number the Beginner Box teaches with guided materials. The Starter Collection is a larger building pool for someone who already understands a turn. How many games should I play before visiting a store? 6 paper games is a useful checkpoint, not a law. Go earlier when the event is explicitly instructional and the organizer confirms what to bring. Should my first purchase be boosters? Usually no. Boosters are randomized ingredients or draft materials. Buy a product that teaches or creates a playable deck first. What should I bring to a first Magic event? The correct legal deck, opaque sleeves, a deck box, a life counter, tokens you need, water, and the willingness to say that it is your first event.